John Cornyn, DOJ's Americans' Honest Explanation for Mar-a-Lago Raid. By Nick Gilbertson on August 11, 2022. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, is calling on the Department of Justice, DOJ, to give Americans an honest explanation for the raid of Mar-a-Lago Monday. It's been 72 hours since the Justice Department took the unprecedented step of raiding a former president's home, Cornyn said in a statement, adding. Reports this relates to a dispute over presidential records are either a thinly veiled excuse or an abuse of power, if true. Given the Democrats' history of weaponizing the Department of Justice, including the FBI, for political purposes, the American people deserve an honest explanation. This administration has targeted parents who challenge the actions of their local school boards, suggesting they are domestic terrorists, while downplaying potential crimes by a member of the president's own family. Given this history, the American people are understandably skeptical and deserve to know the truth. The longer the Attorney General remains silent, the more this looks like a brazen abuse of power to target a political rival. On Tuesday, a spokesman with Cornyn's office told Breitbart News that the Texas senator viewed the publicly reported reason for the raid of Trump's home as thin gruel. The spokesman also echoed Cornyn's support of GOP calls for the investigation of Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is set to address Americans at 2:30 p.m. EST Thursday. Trump announced that the FBI had raided Mar-a-Lago, his personal residence in Palm Beach, Florida, Monday night, reportedly over documents he may have taken after leaving office last year. Trump stated that he had been working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies and that this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. He added, "It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken, third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States." His son, Eric Trump, told Fox News that the safe was empty.